This week's parasha introduces us to the personalities of Yaakov and Esav. The pasuk says, "Vayigdalu hana'arim vayhi Esav ish yodeh tzayid ish sodem, v'Yaakov ish tom yoshev oholim." What does this mean? So we know the Targum says Yaakov ish tom yoshev oholim means that Yaakov was a gvar shlim mishamesh beis ulfana. Yaakov was a man of shleimus in his midos. He developed himself. He had the proper balance. And he was mishamesh, he was learning, he was mishamesh tamid chachamim in the Beis Medrash. Yaakov Avinu was learning and growing. And about Esav, the pasuk says that he was an ish sodem. What does that mean? So the Targum translates that Esav was a gvar nachshirchon. That doesn't help us very much. What does that mean, nachshirchon? So Tosus in Bava Kama, daf tzadi beis amid beis, connects the word nachshirchon to two words in the Gemara there in Bava Kama, kina desharchi or kina desarchi. Idol trees, non-fruit-bearing trees. That Esav was a gvar nachshirchon, he was an idle person. He liked to hang out, he wasn't doing anything constructive. He liked to spend time in the field, relaxing, taking it easy. That's one perish that Tosus has in Bava Kama. And then Tosus quotes from the Oruch, one of the Rishonim, who had a different girsa, not gvar nachshirchon, but rather gvar nachshidchon, with a dalet, shidchon. What does shidchan mean? It's from a lashon of shoket, sheket, calm. On the pasuk vayashoku hamayim, after the mabul, it says the waters calmed down. So the targum says veishtadchu mayim. The waters calmed. According to this pshat, Esav was a calm person. He was what we'd call, he was chilled. He liked to chill. Esav liked to chill. He liked to relax. He liked to hang out. He liked to take it easy. What's interesting is that the pasuk doesn't simply describe Yaakov and Esav, but it uses the lashon ish by each one of them. Esav was an ish sodeh and Yaakov was an ish tam. Why does it use the word ish? Because ish seems to connote that this was the defining characteristic of each of them. That Esav was not just in the sodeh, but he was an ish sodeh. That's who he was. He liked to spend time hanging out in the field. The Loshon of Rashi is Odom Botel, Gvar Nachshirchon. He liked to be an Odom Botel. He didn't have much to do. He liked to sort of hang out and chill in the field. And Yaakov was the opposite. He was an Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. Yaakov was defined by his learning. He was constantly growing, constantly looking to achieve a sense of shleimus. Often what defines a person is not just what he does, not the quantity of time that he spends in different activities, but rather what he enjoys doing, what he really is living for. What's the ikar of the person, and what is just tougher? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Asei Torascha keva umalachtecha arai." Make Torah your primary occupation, and your livelihood should be secondary. Sometimes keva is defined by the quantity of time that a person invests in a certain activity. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Aleph, he describes that the person is supposed to divide his learning into three parts, different parts. He should have a little bit of Torah Shebiksav and some Torah Shebal Peh, and some Svara, some Gemara. The person should have a balanced way of learning. And then the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, he says, Lamaisa, so how does that play out? He says, Ketzad, what does that all mean? Hoyobal umnis vaya osig bimalocha sholosh shos vaya. Ubatora teisha, so take a typical bal umnis, the Rambam says, someone who works for a living, and, you know, he works for 3 hours a day, and he learns for 9 hours a day, so how should he divide up his time? So the Rambam describes how to divide up his time. Most of us read this Rambam, and we sort of chuckle. That's the typical balabos. He's working for 3 hours a day, and he's learning for nine. Halavai. That's not the way that, that's not the typical person that we see in this world. It's very difficult to make a parnasa in the modern time if you're only going to work for 3 hours a day. But the Rambam is a purist. He's talking in his time. Maybe it was possible that a person, taka, should dedicate more time, much more time, to the learning of Torah than to the parnasa that he's pursuing. But nowadays it's difficult to do that. So how do we define Ikka V'Tofel nowadays? How can we make Toros HaKeva nowadays? I think the answer is that bizman azeh, the key is not so much the amount of time that we engage in learning, but what do we really enjoy doing? What do we look forward to do? How do we spend Shabbos and Yom Tov? How do we spend vacation? How do we spend our time when we have a little bit of extra time? Do we run to the Beis Medrash after spending time with family, after taking it easy a little bit? We can't be so pressured. So after relaxing and spending time with family, do we take the opportunity to use our time productively to learn as much as we can? Or do we enjoy chilling, taking it easy? What's the sense of priority that we have? It's not a function of quantity necessarily, but it could be a function of what we really love to do, what we're looking forward to doing. The Rishonim have a famous question: why is it that we recite a Birchas HaTorah in the morning and we learn a little bit, we say some psukim in the Torah, we say a Mishnah and Peya, and then we daven, and we go out and we're involved in different activities? Sometimes we're not able, we don't have the zchus to learn in the Beis Medrash, to be in yeshiva in the summer, or after we graduate, we'll be involved in different activities, in parnos and in other things. And we come back to the Beis Medrash later in the day, but we don't recite another Birchas HaTorah. It's true that the Birchas HaTorah was chal on the first Limud HaTorah that we did, but isn't there a hefsek? We know when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, that if a person makes a leishah basukkah, he sits in the sukkah a little bit, and then he leaves the sukkah and comes back a while later after being involved in different activities, he makes another Birchas HaMitzvah. So why, when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not that way? We make the bracha lasok b'divrei sara, we learn a little bit, and then we come back and we don't have to make another bracha. Some of the Rishonim answer that because a person is constantly longing to come back to the Beis Medrash, that's the way Chazal saw a person. That's the attitude a person is supposed to have l'chadchila. Because someone is looking forward to coming back to the Beis Medrash, then his asek and other activities is not viewed as a hesek hadas. It's not a lapse of attention. His mind is always on the learning because he wants to come back. His attitude, the fact that he loves the learning and he can't wait for the opportunity to return to the Beis Medrash, that's enough to preserve the connection between the Baruch and the Talmud Torah so that it's not viewed as a hefsek. Of course, a person should try to dedicate as much time in quantity to Talmud Torah. But the key is not just the quantity, but the mindset of the person. How much does he want to learn? How much does he love his learning? What does he really want to do? That's what we call someone who values Torah a ben Torah. He's not just a lomid Torah. He's not just someone who learns Torah. He's a ben Torah. Why? Because that's what he's all about. He's focused on his Talmud Torah. That's the ikar in his life. That's what he really enjoys doing. That defines who he is. And that was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was an ishtam yoshev ohalin. He was focused on his Torah. It wasn't just that he dedicated so much time to learn. But that defined who he was. That's what he really enjoyed. That's what his life was all about. And that's the kind of person that we should aspire to be. We should aspire to be people who are B'nai Torah, people for whom Talmud Torah and living according to the values of Torah is the ikar of our lives. Good Shabbos.